Look, let me show you something. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Who knows the meaning of tattoo? Who knows the meaning of tattoo? Tattoo. Tattoo, who knows it? Who knows the meaning? What's the meaning of tattoo? Can you stand up and answer me?
It's an artwork on the body.
An artwork.
On the, drawn on the,
an
the
incision
body.
On the body, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know that the Bible is against it? Eh? Open it. Leviticus chapter 19. It's verse 28.
Okay. Verse 28 says,
yes.
You shall not make any curtains in your flesh.
What did he say?
You shall not make any curtains in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord.
You are not to make any curtains in your flesh. He said, for the dead. It means the heathens as a ritual for the departed one. They have a way of making some cuttings on their flesh. And you are not, what's the next one? Verse 28 again. Nor print any marks, that is a tattoo, upon you. You are not to print any mark upon you. I am the Lord. What is actually saying, I am the Lord, it means I own your body. I am the Lord of your body. And this is how I want you to be. Now, when you carry an instrument and put a hole in your ear, have you not put a mark on your body? It's the same thing. It's a tattoo on your skin. It is an incision in your skin. Were you born with that mark, with that hole in your ear? Somebody say, how will they know I'm a woman? It differentiates a woman from a man. Number one, the clothes we wear differentiates a man from a woman. The reason is this, our physique, amen, is different from a man. So naturally, you will design the clothes according to the physique that God made you. That is why a woman has her clothes different from a man. And secondly, when a pikin is born, the very minute that child is born, they will ask, na man, abi na woman? And that very moment, they will answer you, na woman. It is not the hole in the ear that they saw, that they knew that it was a woman or a man. They are all incisions that are made. But the heathens, you did it as unbelievers. You live it like that. Don't bore hole on your children. Things that we did as in unbelief, God overlooks it. Don't hang anything there. In fact, if there's a surgery that can close that hole, go and do it. Go and do skin grafting and cover it. Cut from one skin and paste it there. It will heal. Cover it up. That's a very hard message. Because there are anointed pastors that say it doesn't matter. And you don't know that it's the same spirit that was on the 400 prophets of Ahab that is upon them in this same age. To lead people who don't have love for truth to believe that lie and go and end up in hell. I say the mystery of salvation is deep. And he shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. When you come here, we always tell you, go back to the Bible. And if you go back to the Bible, there are so many things that you will need to correct in your Christian faith. The most dangerous one that they are using to lead people to hell is the most dangerous. Most dangerous. Anytime I see it, fear catches me. Fear, I'm telling you. I'm not saying this to be humble. I'm saying this out of the abundance of revelation that God has given us in this age. For you to make a man, a woman, who sincerely wants to go to heaven, to make that person believe he has eternal life when he doesn't have it. That is the commonest one now. Somebody has made up his mind, this heaven that we go, no smoking, no drinking, no fornication, always fasting and praying, just serving the Lord. Yet, the pathway of true salvation, he doesn't know anything about it. But somebody who says, I want to give my life to Christ, and a preacher says, stand up. You want to give your life to Christ? Say after me. From today, I give my life to Christ. From today, I will serve you all the days of my life. Come and take over. I believe in my heart that you are my Savior. Today, I confess I am born again. Did you say it? Yes, you are born again. You are born again. Did you say it? Yes, you are born again. Look for a living church and attend. If you want the Holy Ghost, stand up. You are the one holding yourself. Just open your mouth. Anything that comes to your mouth, just say it. Just say it. Just say it. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Hey, mama, say anything now. Amen. And even if you look at it technically, now we, they more foolish yourself than the pastor that is leading you. Because he said, anything that comes to your mouth, say it. The truth is nothing came to your mouth. It came to your mind, not your mouth. You are actually saying what came to your mind. If you are to say what comes to your mouth, then it has to be that something came to your mouth. And they speak as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. You see? And when that is coming upon you, you can't even stop it. Because it is a supernatural manifestation. But when somebody say it, and then you will improve on it as you continue to say it, as you continue to say it, you know, you will graduate from one stage to the other, and then before you know what, Here Mama Soto, hey, anytime, Here Mama Soto Sata. What is that? He said, oh my, I'm praying in the spirit. You are a mumu. Because you know you are not praying in the spirit. You know it. How can you be so insincere until you are not even truthful to yourself? You know what you are doing is not an action of the Holy Ghost. You know it. You know it. Why is it easy for everybody to speak in tongues and it's not easy for everybody to see vision? Why can't somebody teach you how to see vision? Because that is practical. Why can't somebody teach you to see vision? Open your eyes, shine it very well. Collect the anointing oil, rub it there. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go! Then you begin to see vision. He's speaking in tongues that they are teaching. Because it is more easy to manifest that foolishness than any other one. Now, I'm not insulting you. I want you to see that somebody is toiling with your eternal destination. You're not a Christian like that. You're not a Christian by a confession you make with your mouth. The confession you make with your mouth is the beginning of your step to being a Christian. You are not born again because you say, I am born again. No, listen, church. I am born again. Hey. Prostitute can say it. Arm robber can say it. I am born again. Phil, make I talk. Say after the pastor. I am born again. Yes, I'm born again. You are born again. You are born again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your confession is only to position you to be born again. And that confession does not include from today, I am born again. No. He said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Your own is to come. Your confession is, Father, I repent of all my iniquities. Now I come to you. Receive me, O Lord. And there will be evidence that he has received you. It is that evidence that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost that gives you an experience that you know that anchors your soul. And when he comes, if a man be in Christ, and you are in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Nobody you go tell people, say, I have Holy Ghost. People will look at you and say, there is a change in this person's life. And it will affect every aspect of your life, including your dressing. Every ungodliness in you is not somebody telling you stop this or stop that. And if you refuse to stop it, he that has given you the Holy Ghost, he will begin to deal with you. That is why you begin to tell that sister, no peace, you must stop this. If you didn't have the Holy Ghost, no spirit will talk to her. You must have the Holy Ghost for that Holy Ghost to teach you righteousness. That's exactly what happened with her. You, the Holy Ghost is not talking to you. It's because you have not yet received him. If you receive him, who can battle with his maker? Praise the Lord. What is grace? Grace is God coming to live in you to cause you to live a life that is pleasing before him. That's the meaning of grace. And if he tell you, stop it, you refuse. Stop it, you refuse. Her own may be trouser. Your own may be fornication. Your own may be fornication. You are living with a man that has not married you. You have received the Holy Ghost. He will be warning you. You are living in fornication. Back out of that man or let him go and pay your dowry. You refuse. He will be dealing with you. You will not have peace. Until you repent. And he knows how to get every one of us to repent. And you, if you refuse to pack out of that man's house, he can break that relationship. Don't make that man chase you come out one day. Say you don't marry again. Or you just make the two of you, they live cat and mouse. Somebody will love you before. What happened? And so, if not be black eye, one tooth gone, one bone gone. And so, fight every day. And you will know that it is God doing it to line you up. Salvation is very interesting if you understand it. Say it again, everybody cannot speak in tongue. The doctrine that everybody stand up and speak in tongue is wrong. We have 9 gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And you can have any of them. And gift of tongue and interpretation of tongue, they are one of the 9 there. There are other gifts. There is healing. There is word of knowledge. There is word of wisdom. There is working of miracle. There is faith. So you don't just stay in one and say, as a manifestation of the Spirit. Everywhere they received Holy Ghost in the Bible, they spoke in tongue. But they spoke as the Holy Ghost gave them in utterance. But as the church progressed, there were other manifestations other than speaking in tongue. Praise the Lord. And the evidence of the Holy Ghost is not speaking in tongue. The manifestation of the Spirit is different from the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is different from the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost can come upon anybody, even a prostitute in her prostitute hotel. It's God's hand coming upon anybody for a purpose. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is eternal life given to those whose names are in the book of life, written from the foundation of the world. It comes on a sinner and changes a sinner to a saint. So what is the evidence of the Holy Ghost? Is a life transformation. That's number one. There are things that you used to love so much, suddenly the taste just leaves you. It will affect your dressing. It will affect the way you walk. If you have received the Holy Ghost, it will affect the kind of people you associate with. There are people that, after I gave my life to Christ, I ran away from. Because light and darkness cannot work together. Not because of anything. I didn't say, don't come to me, I'm born again. Don't come to me, I'm born again. No. We style. We style. Because if I come to you, I try to talk about God, you are talking about our old lifestyle. The things I used to do, I do them no more. Now, I was not doing it by my power. There is a power that has changed me. I was doing that, I was enjoying it before. But suddenly I discovered that that type of enjoyment is leading me to hell. And secondly, if you understand salvation, you will love God too much to want to offend Him. When you know that He preserved your life and saved you before you die. If I had died an unbeliever, I would be in hell. But He has given me the assurance. In the resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, we shall rise. Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
Amen.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. In the resurrection morning, when
prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
Hey brother, you are born again. You are all born again. You see, they drink beer. Beer parlor. Before you came here now, you branched that woman, took one shot. Make my body clear. Took, what did they call them? Shakwe. Shakwe. Awagba. Did I say you take them before? A Christian will go and sit down in beer parlor. When you are born again, the taste of the things of the world changes. When I was in the world, I was a DJ. You know what is a DJ? I go to clubhouses. I play music for them. But the same me now, when I met with Christ, the taste for that type of music died. Not that I worked it out. Just like that, it faded out. Nightclub, you know, was an abomination to me. By the time I sat down and reflected on the useless life I was living, and how God still had mercy on me. Amen. You see? And yet, there are people who claim they are going to church. and they still married men. No, they have girlfriend outside. Some pastors have girlfriend in the church. Pastor, get girlfriend and get wife for house. Fornicator pastor. So you know now, me and that pastor, how can you say our destination is the same? I'm on my way to heaven. He's on his way to hell.